Latest check of American consumers shows they're in a pessimistic mood. We're joined by Peter Cardillo, chief market economist, Spartan Capital Securities, based in New York. Peter, thank you for joining us today. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index falling 8.2% in January. What were some of the factors driving that drop?
Well, there's no question that it's all about inflation. Obviously, the consumer is worried about inflation, just like the markets are worried about inflation. And obviously, it's taking a toll on sentiment. And of course, when we get the consumer's confidence report out next in a few weeks, we'll probably see another hefty drop as well.
It's interesting to note that the survey notes that the entire decline in February was among households with income of $100,000 a year or more, which would suggest that the talk about interest rates is certainly hitting their portfolios and they're responding accordingly.
Absolutely. Every time, when the Fed begins to raise, of course, rates are going up before the Fed hikes them, and obviously it shows up on your monthly payments. Hefty rate hikes will mean less consumer spending down the road.
Is it also a function of they also note that politics may be creeping into the consumer sentiment, that if you are not of the political affiliation of the president of the United States, that maybe you believe that things are bad just because your guy's not in the White House. And this extends before January 20th of last year.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, it works both ways. And so, politics, let's say psychological political impacts are always a part of how the consumer or the investor thinks.
Is it possible as well that this consumer sentiment survey may be picking up some COVID fatigue? You have a population that thought that it was probably going to be over last summer, and it's not. And in fact, it roared ahead in the month of January.
That's very possible. I'm not going to say no to that. But I think the real concern is inflation. And inflation erodes your spending power. When you have gasoline prices, I don't know what they're in Chicago, but here in New York, they certainly are just under $4 a gallon. And, you have to fill that tank of it's quite costly. And so that bites into disposable income. And that has a psychological effect.
Is it interesting, very quickly, the other reports indicate that, the job market growth is the hottest it's ever been. Wage growth is the hottest it's ever, has been higher than it's been in a good long time. And yes, inflation is eating into that. But does this just goes to show you that this is just a strange economic situation as we turn everything back on post-pandemic?
Absolutely. There's no question about it because, this inflation, not all of it, but a good portion of it has been brought on by the pandemic, which caused shortages and bottlenecks and things of that nature. Obviously, rising wages are a good thing, but if they get out of hand, they can become very inflationary. And I think that's what the market's really worried about here.
Well, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Peter Cardillo, chief market economist, Spartan Capital Securities, based in New York.